On July 26, 2006, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled unanimously against taking private property for private development. Dana Berliner, senior attorney with the Institute for Justice, argued the case before the Ohio Supreme Court, and her colleague from the Institute's Castle Coalition is with us today. Stephen Anderson is coordinator of the Castle Coalition, the Institute for Justice's nationwide network of property owners fighting the abuse of eminent domain through activism and education. He works with activists at the grassroots level and also does a good deal of work on legislation.
Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Maureen.
Well, we've spoken to Joy Gamble, one of the three plaintiffs in the Norwood case, who will directly benefit from the court's decision by keeping her home, hers and, of course, Carl Gamble, her husband. Now, from the this is, of course, a benefit from the court's decision. What else should we take from the rather voluminous 54-page opinion issued by the court?
Well, I think what you can take is that states are not going to accept the Supreme Court of the United States' rationale that economic development is an okay reason to use the power of eminent domain. What the Supreme Court did in Ohio was explicitly rejected that rationale. What the Ohio Supreme Court also said was that for anybody in Ohio, that courts there have to apply a heightened amount of scrutiny to uses of eminent domain, especially where property is being taken from one party and given to another private party. Another thing that we can take from this decision is that the statutes that authorize the use of eminent domain in Ohio cannot be vague. The standard that was used in Norwood is a standardless standard, according to the Ohio Supreme Court.
A standardless standard.
Absolutely. And the court explicitly rejected it. The last thing that we can take from this decision as far as Ohio goes is that people who are challenging these kinds of appeals or appealing these kinds of decisions don't have to worry that their property can be taken from them during the appellate process. The properties will remain protected. But there are other implications beyond Ohio as well. What we see a lot of times is that state Supreme Courts will often look to their sister jurisdictions to see what they are doing on particular issues. And I think that Ohio will serve as a bellwether for other states.